Evangelicals and skunks. One of them stinks.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for April 9th, 2018. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Let's dive right in, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay, we had a comment about last week's podcast.
Yes, Gordon writes, Scott, during this podcast, you said the way to handle slippery slopes is to pass legislation to do the thing you want while prohibiting going further. I remember years ago when Illinois was getting ready to pass their seatbelt law. All the politicians were talking about how this would improve safety, and the point that was repeatedly made was, this is just a secondary offense. So if you're already pulled over for one thing and the officer noticed you weren't wearing your seatbelt, then he'd write you a ticket for that. It's not like we're going to have cops on the side of the road with binoculars looking into your car to see if you're belted in. And that turned into click it or ticket. Cops on the side of the road with binoculars looking into your car.
Well, they can say it. My point in the podcast was that they actually have to, you know, do it. That is to say, you can have governors inside of legislation that says we want, as you said, that seatbelts are going to be a secondary offense, and that's it. And you put that language within the bill, but clearly they didn't with the idea that click it or ticket, which is one way. That goes into a whole different category of law enforcement where, you know what I hate? And you hate them too. I know you do, Janine.
What?
Unmarked police cars.
I think they're unfair.
Highway patrol officers.
If the whole idea is to slow traffic down, then you need cars that look like police cars, because that's when people start to slow down.
So that's when they hit their brakes.
For money, not safety.
Right. No, this is purely for them to make money. You already got me started, so I'm already started. But so who was that on the, who commented on the?
That was Gordon.
Okay, you look confused. What's going on?
I forgot to write someone's name.
You can make something up. Anyway, okay, so first and foremost, I want to jump in on, before we go into the actual minutiae of the politics, we had a Sunday that we did this week. I did, and Janine looks over my shoulder and helps me with spelling and stuff, and you kind of missed it.
I didn't see this one, and you know what? You have Google.
What's that supposed to mean?
You could have looked it up yourself.
I thought I was confident. But this, look, by the way, we have editors who look at this stuff, and for those of you who have absolutely no idea what we're talking about, this week I talk about how the great joy and the great success of civilization is Twix, the candy bar, you know, the cookie covered with chocolate and caramel, and it's delicious, isn't it? And it's probably my favorite candy bar now at the moment. It used to be Three Musketeers, but now it's Twix. Well, I wrote it Twixt, like Twixt.
Just add the T at the end.
Here and there, nobody caught it. So I thought last night, Jenny and I had this moment, as a lot of married couples do, I said, why when you actually post it to social media, why don't you, you know, do the hashtag Twix, and we'll get the company, whoever it is this week, Nestle's, who is it?
I have no idea.
Okay, me either. But they might say, oh, well, that's great. And they'll send us a crate of Twix, which would be great.
They never do.
They never do, but you hope. And I can mention Porsche in my strip all the time, and that hasn't happened either. But anyway, so Janine says, well, except you misspelled it. And I said, well,
I don't think I said it that meanly.
Oh, you said it pretty meanly. Did you find what you're looking for? Because you're up there tapping away on your phone.
Just talk about whatever you're talking about.
That's why I'm coming up to the end of it, honey. I can only talk about Twix so much. So anyway, so I apologize to the Twix people, the hardworking people who put that caramel and chocolate over that delicious cookie. And but it's still my favorite. And I think the point of the strip still holds. It's just misspelled, and I apologize for that. So the week goes, and we talk about the moral low ground, which seems to be getting higher and higher, and it seems to be what we're all standing on at the moment. We have a president who will tweet about kids or make fun of people, or call a world leader a name, or calls fake news or all that stuff. So while I have that, it's dovetailed into where Trump, who I render as a skunk, and somebody has something to say about that. Janine?
Oh, yes. Judith writes that she reads the LA Times daily and has recently started including your Prickly City cartoon to her everyday list.
Oh, thank you.
And she enjoys it. But one favor she'd like to ask of you in the future is to portray Trump as something other than a skunk. She says, I live in Westwood in West Los Angeles, and we have a neighborhood skunk that regularly visits our backyard. I know it sounds crazy, but I've actually become fond of this little guy.
Aw. Does it have a name?
No, she didn't say that it had a name, but she says, I've tried, but I really can't think of an animal I dislike enough to have him portrayed as Trump. A tick or a mosquito comes to about as close as I can get. And she included a picture of the little skunk.
Which, is he adorable?
He's a cute little skunk.
Our wonderful producer.
When this gets posted, a picture of the skunk will be there as well.
Lovely. Cute little neighborhood skunk. The only thing is they smell. But they smell like, it's so funny. This is a subtle side issue, but, I have ADD and I'm allowed to do this and it's my podcast. Like walking around downtown Chicago. We can't go more than two blocks. And who was it who asked you why? Was it you or was it someone? Did you read it somewhere?
I read it somewhere.
What did they say?
A columnist had wrote, this was several years ago, that, there seemed to be a lot of skunks in the city. And they mentioned it to someone on the L, and they laughed and said, that's not what it is.
No, it is. The weed was called skunk. I have no idea what it's called now. I'm not down with the kids anymore. Nope. And haven't been since the 80s. So skunk. So you can't go more than two blocks in Chicago now without smelling that crap. And, by the way, it's almost always coming from a car.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
Yeah. And a lot of the times the cars has a Lyft and or an Uber sticker in the windshield. So, we actually were at a Hawks game a few years back and we called an Uber. We got discombobulated, turned around. So I said, let's just call an Uber. Guy shows up and he had clearly been enjoying the ganj before he picked us up.
He was very mellow.
Yeah, he didn't let the downtown traffic worry him.
Nope.
Should we have gotten in that car? In hindsight, that just...
Probably not, but we made it home, so...
All right. Yeah, there's the skunk. So we have the skunk, but a new character, which is going to be a recurring character, is Pastor Possum, is coming in, and he is emblematic of the evangelicals who have embraced this guy, and this guy being the president of the United States, and how despicable that is. I mean, and they extended people like Franklin Graham extends forgiveness for, the occasional porn star. And who amongst us? Oh, wait, almost all of us haven't done that. In point of fact, the president has said before and during the campaign that he doesn't feel he has to be forgiven for anything. So why ask God for forgiveness when you haven't done anything to be forgiven for? But apparently Franklin Graham and others have decided to, and another minister gave him a, quote, mulligan, which I did not know was in the Bible. Janine, you take Bible study. Is mulligan in the Bible?
Not that I've seen.
Is it the first book of Tiger or something? And the Lord saith, this is a mulligan. I'm done. So do we have any more comments? You can keep
reading.
Yes.
Oh, R.L. Hamilton says, and yet Clinton and Kennedy and FDR are supposed to be saints? Anybody crooked enough to want to be POTUS should be automatically disqualified. And Ignat says, besides, forgiveness is only for conservatives. They're still attacking Bill Clinton 20 years later.
Well, I think there's a lot of layers to the Clinton story, which we're not going to get into now.
No, well, the main thing is that Obama had done this, they wouldn't give him a mulligan.
No, there would be no mulligans for the Democratic.
So it's because he's a conservative, whatever, that they're saying. No,
well,
it's
he's
okay,
not even a conservative.
He's supposedly our guy, which the whole thing is what? Because he said he's against abortion. That's it.
Yeah, which, okay, we'll see what he does there. He hasn't been. He's not conservative by any metrics now. There's very few conservative things he's done. Trade wars, really ballooning the deficit to ridiculous levels, and setting a moral tone and a moral standard in this country that's despicable. I don't know that we can ever come back. I've been thinking about this a lot, and I may be writing about it in the strip this week. Can we come back? And there may be people out there who think there's no place to come back from, that we're just fine where we are, that the discussion naturally and organically went to this place in the election of Donald Trump, and infantile tweets and, debates that go down to, the candidate discussing the size of his penis.
R.R. Rob 43 says, study history. Politics have always been a dirty game. It is mild today compared to accusations of incest, adultery, larceny, and the occasional duel resulting in death in our history. To which Robin Hood replies, "History, you just reviewed Game of Thrones."
Or early 18th century or 19th century American politics, which is true. I think we're at a worse point now. You had, you know, I could go off into a history lesson. I'll go through a very short one. But in the election, especially of 1800, you know, they called John Adams and the minions for Jefferson, and Madison called him an hermaphrodite. Am I saying that word correctly? Anyway, and just scurrilous things to each other. I don't know that we've ever been to this point. And you hope to improve over time. You know, you hope to get better.
Better, but
we're not.
No. Well, Tim Bob 2313 really blames the mainstream media that they've lowered the bar. But Darson 54 disagrees. He says that when did we give the mainstream media authority to declare what's illegal or immoral? Don't kid yourself, but journalists are followers, not leaders. They reflect back at ourselves in their eternal chase of an audience.
You know, that's, who said that?
Darson 54.
Oh, Darson. Okay, a regular comment. Thank you, Darson. That's actually quite perceptive. I you know, I've been in the news media for, I'm coming up on 40 years. And especially with the rise of social media. And clicks. That has been more the case than ever before. They move stories up front on their web pages. They have AI and machine learning. I don't even want to talk about that. Rather than editing, and they move stories up that get more and more clicks and more audience. Well, guess what people want to read about? They don't want to know about
cats.
Cats. I like cats. Actually, I start my morning by going to a site. It's a lot of the stuff they have is funny animal videos, which I think are just adorable, because I need something nice to start my day besides Janine. Is also very Aww. Nice. But then I have to dive into politics, and it just makes my teeth itch and my head hurt, and it's awful. So, yeah, so you look at news sites across the board and see what's being moved up. It's scandal. It's always been, but that's always been the case. That's always been the stuff that has sold, but there was also an element that maybe we were kidding ourselves.
We had important and more serious.
Yeah, and stuff that nobody cared about.
Well. But, right. You know, but they were covered and reported on.
Precisely. And that was always the joy of the print paper, is that you could kind of stumble upon stories that you didn't know you'd be interested in. And that's the demise of that. And we're watching that now. We're looking at what's happening at the Denver Post, for instance. You know, they just announced they're owned by a New York hedge fund, and which lost a ton of money this year because of their own mismanagement and bad decisions. So the Denver Post is going to have to cut 30% of its newsroom. It's going to have fewer than 100 people.
But not 30% of the executives who
made these mistakes? Oh, of course not. Oh, no, you have to get bonuses, honey. Good Lord. What are you, crazy? If it wasn't for them, they wouldn't. Never mind. So, like, you know, so journalism is a business. I'm going to defend journalists because I think they're extraordinary and they try very hard to get the right job. There's just very few of them left. So there you have it. Do we need to get to any other comments that you're aware of? No.
I think we're good.
Okay. You can talk, you know.
Oh, I know, but I don't have anything.
She shakes her head at me and shrugs her shoulders. You look very cute right now, by the way.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you all for listening to this week's edition. But next time I write about candy bars, could you just please just a
I'll
little
make a
extra
list
attention.
Of the names of candy bars so okay. that you can check it on the list before you
Because like
write
Three Musketeers
it.
Is spelled differently than you think, right? Isn't it?
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind.
It depends on
See,
what you think it's.
That's why we need the that's why we need the list. On that note, I will thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, we invite you to go and actually register, but you don't have to, but it would be nice if you did, at gocomics.com/prickly city. And then you can vote and give us a little heart or even leave a comment. And if you do, maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. And if you want to contact us directly, go ahead and email us at pricklycity@gmail.com. Thank you, Brian Altimer, our wonderful producer. Thank you, WGN Plus Radio, for letting us use your stuff and all the toys. It's really cool.
It is.
We're actually in a different studio today, which is cool. It has a view of the city of Chicago. Today, it's Monday, and it's snowing. It's April.
I think it stopped.
Okay, well, that makes me feel much better. Anyhow, thank you all for listening, and until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.